This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado has set another new daily record for coronavirus hospitalizations. 1,325 people who have confirmed or suspected cases of the virus are in hospitals, and that's higher than at any point in the spring. This week, the state will gauge what kind of surge capacity it'll need if cases continue to rise. Doctors and government leaders urge people to wear masks, social distance, and wash their hands to help control the spread of the virus. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is bringing a new play virtually to audiences this weekend. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Dale Erlander-Smith's Until the Flood was set to play at the center before COVID-19 interrupted its run. The timely one-woman show revisits the death of Michael Brown and the protests that followed in Ferguson, Missouri that inspired the Black Lives Matter movement. Now audiences can tune in starting at 6 Sunday night to the center's website for a streaming version of the play. It's one of 7 regional theaters showcasing the production. Audiences can stream it on demand until fall 2023. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The famous ice castles in Dillon will open in late December with strict rules in place because of the pandemic. Denver 7 reports restrictions include reduced capacity to help with social distancing. Ice tunnels and crawl spaces will have one-way traffic, and people will also be required to wear a mask. Warmer around Denver today, highs near 60, but still pretty windy, even a little warmer tomorrow and through the new week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.